Justin, you.
Oh my god,
so mad.
We just fucking did it. We just fucking did it.
Did we?
Let's go.
They did it.
Yes,
they did it. They ain't waste no time for real. Nah, they did.
Hey, hold on. How we out like Justin? How we out like Justin, man? Hold on.
Oh, for real, for real.
Hold on. Are you out like Justin? Somebody, please.
I got it. Oh, wait. This, come on, man.
Ain't finalized yet though, Justin. So you know they can still move them. But go ahead.
It's just so predictable. It's just so predictable. This dude, man, has got. It makes no sense. Once again, one of his strengths is a lob threat. We don't have a point guard to throw a lob threat or to throw a lob. I'm taking a fucking break.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Who else?
Who'd they take?
Eve's messy.
That's incredible. I love it, man. I love it, dog.
It's just such a loser mentality to fucking make that selection. You got Kali right there. Like, literally, who's the better? It's just such fucking predictable Pelicans bullshit every single year, and this is why I'm so fucking mad. So miserable being a fucking fan of this team.
Hey, all right, look, to me, which will make this show even greater, for those that haven't seen the film, is there a way with everybody here that we can watch this film? Oh, yeah.
You want to do a show, Justin? Let's do the show.
Come on, man.
Do a show. Yes.
Watch man, the film. Justin, you gotta learn to live with chaos, bro. I thrive in this shit, bro. This is fantastic.
What is so fun about this? We have a guy that's not going to play next year again.
What is fun? Wasn't nobody playing at 21 more?
Our starting center is messy. This is our, like, if we had like our projected five right now is
Justin. This is the Justin, dream.
Messi ain't even that bad. Y'all tripping.
Yeah. And his last game of the year. I'm just doing a little research on the young man. His last game of the year against Clemson, he had 2 points and 4 rebounds. In 20 minutes of hoops in the NCAA tournament. The game before that, the first round at least, he did dominate Colgate.
Colgate University. 20
minutes. Yeah, he had nine points and 3 rebounds in that game. Just absolute. I mean, just dominated the big guys at Colgate's known to have just dangerous centers too. So that's.
I love it.
Good.
This is what Justin. I just want you to know you spoke this into existence. Part of this is your fault. You gotta take accountability here. You said days before the draft, weeks before we even started, you didn't see anything here. And if they drafted him, you were gonna go crazy. And here we are. You look devastated. Is everything okay?
No, it's not. It's just so predictable. Like, look, I remember y'all wanted who was the kid, Whitmore, right, for the Rockets last year, right, Chris? Remember how pissed off you were when we took Hawkins? You were like, just take the, you know, take a chance at him, right? And I wanted Hawkins, right? Well, now you had your chance at Collier. Like, literally, you had your shot right there, and you just go with this dude. Who's not going to play for you? He's not going to impact winning. He's probably not going to be on this team in the next four. Like, how does this dude like fit with Zion Williamson? Like, literally, once again, you got a center that doesn't fit with Zion fucking Williamson.
But he feels a need.
What need is that? Center?
Yeah, they don't have any.
They don't have nothing, Justin.
Yeah, what does he need? He's the safe pick. He's a safe pick. I ask you this all the time, Justin. Why are you so surprised? They make safe decisions all the time. This is what they do. They make safe decisions. They make decisions that they feel like, you know, won't get any backlash, that make logical sense to the mediocre fan, the average fan that does not know what they're watching. They don't do this shit for us.
It's just such a bad pick. Like I told you, I'd rather we just traded back.
Justin, let's watch the film. Let's watch the film as a family. Like, let's just watch some film on them, bro. Like, we about to, we gotta really, you know what I'm saying? We gotta do this for the next 82 games. So you might as well just get familiar.
You think he makes the NBA roster?
Joe Justin's so funny.
Like that, you just made a big assumption. Like, you made a heavy assumption there that, like, he just walks in and makes, like, it's just.
Hey, it's gonna make Justin even more mad, Ross. If he don't even make the.
His pro comparison is Clint Capella, bro. What do you mean he's not making a roster? What do you mean?
Vince McDiombo is on our team now, Ross.
Do you honestly? I know. Honest, look, honest question. Do you think he spends any time in the G League next season?
He better.
What?
Like right now, do you think this cat
is going to spend the whole year in the G League?
All right, Justin says yes. Chaz, you think he spends any time in the G League next year?
Yeah, I think he spends the majority of his time in the G League.
Lito,
I think it's a little insignificant, truthfully. But go ahead.
Yeah, he better spend a significant amount of time in the G League.
Someone just tweeted he can be something with a point guard on the team with the current roster we've
had. Absolutely, man. Yeah, shit, yeah.
Look at five.
Five, give me some optimism.
Optimism? Don't look at me. I got nothing for you. I get that he feels some kind of need for you, but it's like he needs something. He needs somebody else too. Like, he doesn't have a skill that he can just, you know, throw the ball to him and go play basketball. No. So he needs a guard. I thought the guard was like the more important need here.
You had Kyle Eric right there. And you chose fucking Missy.
Could be for a number of reasons.
Why? Maybe he's trading. Might not even be a Pelican.
Who's going to trade for him? Who's going to trade for him? What team's going to trade for him?
Atlanta? For Missy?
Yeah. Atlanta?
That's the thing. This is speechless. To me, I would have liked them to trade back and get 2 seconds, but it's the first domino and it's not looking like a good first one, but it's still just the first domino. I need to see how the rest of this shit play out. Like, I remember we drafted some dude in the second round one time. Forgot this motherfucker's name, but I had heard his name a lot prior and we were all like, oh man, I can't believe we traded this motherfucker. I forgot this dude.
Brandon Boston, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Brandon Boston. It was him too. I remember him. It was another, this was a guard. And this motherfucker not even in the league no more. So I was just like, hey. But I mean,
we didn't draft Cooper, right?
No, I don't think
Cooper
so.
Went to Atlanta the whole time, right? Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
What's But hey, this is what Bryson first pick, right? Bryson Graham.
Yeah, it's Bryson. Yeah, it's
Bryson and Trajan got a lot in common.
you think Bryson really made that pick?
Yeah, know what, man? At a certain point, I don't give a fuck if he did or didn't. Don't take the job, then, man. You know, if he got the job, he made it. If he is sitting in the seat, he's involved, and he's the scout. At minimum, he's one of the big scouts, you know, in the front office at minimum. So I think him, he probably had a lot to do with it. This probably his because shit, look at the pick Trajan got. My thing is nothing either one of those guys haven't done anything to differentiate themselves from one another. It ain't like Griff picks this way, Trajan picks this way, and now Bryson is picking this way. I think they all ain't shit. So we just gonna have to see.
Come on, man. Let's watch the Bleacher, film, man.
Bleacher Report's
don't do it.
Cop is Nick Claxton. Justin. You don't have to pay. You got the next Nick Claxton. You ain't got to pay him $25 million.
Oh, okay. So man, you could have gotten a freshman after 16 points a game. 34% from deep, and you went with a dude that's played basketball for 3 years.
I'm trying to show you the bright side of the equation here, man. And all I hear is criticize.
They ain't want to make Jose angry, bro. Truthfully, like, I'm not even being funny. Like, you draft that guy, and you ain't got nowhere to send Jose, then what? You draft that guy, you ain't got nowhere to send Dyson, then what? Like, you got a guard that, shit, you can't get Hawkins no run because of Jose. Fuck you gonna do with another guard? So, the answer's right there. You got to move, you know, the hot dogs.
Maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully I'm wrong.
Gotta move the hot dogs. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hey, well, look, I'm going to tell you that.
My bad, Chris.
No. Well, nah, you about to say watch the film, right?
Yeah, bro, I'm saying if you say you're wrong, let's watch the, we got the files. Like we could, you know what I'm saying? That's what, Justin, we're doing a live show, bro. We got to talk about the people who the Pelicans drafted, son. That's what we're doing because we're professionals.
Oh, okay.
Analysis.
Somebody called it.
We don't give analysis. We don't do analysis.
Justin, take a break. Go get some wine. Come back. And then, boom.
Well, wait.
Hey, how old? Company Burger is the official burger of Propels Talk and Boot Crew Media. Located at 4600 Ferret Street, Company Burger has been locally owned and operated for 11 years. Grind the meat, bake the buns, make the mayo, get the homemade tots. Company Burger uses Creekstone Farms prime beef to create the best burger in the city with milkshakes to go and a full bar. Company Burger is open every day besides Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Can't make it out? No worries, we have you covered. You can order online right now at thecompanyburger.com or check them out on the Toast or Uber Eats app. Company Burger, the official burger of Boot Crew Media.
Shout out Company Burger.
shout out to the company, man.
No, shout out to the 426 people there. That's 419. Nah, yeah. I didn't jinx it, but shout out to y'all, man, for showing up to watch us draft Missy.
I guess y'all want to talk about Missy. I don't.
What you mean?
Play the clip.
Come on.
Play the clip.
Oh, do we want to talk about him?
Let's talk about his positives, man.
We about to be positive. Propel positivity.
They didn't show one clip of this young man playing basketball on the draft.
Wait, Ross, you here? Let me tell you something that Draft Express said about Missy. They said one of the draft's most physically gifted prospects, standing 6'11" with outstanding mobility, reach, and explosiveness, leading the Big 12 with 63 dunks. He's been playing organized basketball for less than 3 years, giving him
wait, read that. Read that comment again, please.
Okay, look.
He's been what?
Leading the Big 12 with 63 dunks. He's been playing organized basketball for less than 3 years, giving him significant upside to grow into.
When's the last time? Let me ask y'all this. When's the last time we developed a big man?
Last time you developed anybody,
Hilton Armstrong.
I mean, I just hate the pick. I just truly hate the pick. Everyone's like, "Oh, we want an athletic pig and a rim protector." Yeah. He's not gonna fucking play, and if he is playing, it's a problem. How does he feel about Zion Williamson?
Chris, I want to read you something.
Let's hear it, man. I'm all about positives. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a positive. I want to read this.
Yep.
Blessed with tremendous size and length, his physical tools are probably some of the most obvious traits that jump off the page when projecting him at the next level. Standing at 7 feet and sporting a long wingspan with massive hands and a frame that should easily be able to build from his current weight. He also pairs that with fluid athleticism and end-to-end speed. So, I mean, there's that, which sounds pretty good. Oh, wait, no, my bad. You know who that was? That was Jackson Hayes. Sounds real similar, doesn't it?
See, Ross, you ever experimented, with building a project? And the first time you did it, it didn't work. But the second time, it didn't work. And then the third time, it didn't work. But the fourth time, it didn't work either. So the fifth time, it's not gonna work either. But that's not the point. The point is that you ever tried something that didn't work and you had faith that it was gonna work again. Sometimes you need retries, bro. Jesus, what y'all call it? Christ. Mulligan, right? That's a golf term.
He said, "What y'all call it?"
Respectfully, mulligans, right? Ain't that what y'all call it? That's all this is—a mulligan.
Say y'all.
Hey, shut Chris, up. I know. Hang on, Lito. I'm gonna just give you another golf reference. You know how many times? You know how many times cats like Justin take that mulligan and hit that thing in the water again? With regularity.
Look, I'm having a tough night, Ross. That was uncalled for, man.
Hey, y'all. Say, shout out to my partner, Spain Griffey, man. He just texted me with a police report. Just said about missing this. This is gonna make Justin. This is gonna make you really happy, Justin. Check this out. Missy feels easily projectable. There's a slight backhanded compliment there, but it's more positive than negative. He's 6'11". He stays active on the glass. He sends shots back. A Missy Zion Williamson front court should be interesting. Check this last paragraph out, though, Justin. This specifically for you. The Pelicans just shouldn't expect much out of Missy, maybe ever. He isn't a shooter, doesn't have a deep array of post moves, and offers next to nothing with creation or passing.
Jack, I got to address this comment. It's me overreacting, so you're shouting at me. What is the upside here? What is the upside? What is he going to get better as a shooter? Is he going to get maybe a ball handler? Is he a good screener and roller? Like, what is he good in the PNR game? Like, elite defender? Like, once again, we've been ranked.
Let me say this because my principle, typically, when you're a like bad franchise or you're not like a free agent destination, is you always go with the highest upside play. I don't know this guy, right? But what I do know that is he's so bad, according to Justin, only thing left is upside. He can't get no worse. What, he gonna lose his fingers or some shit? All he can do is get better. So that's why I'm just, and here's the thing, he's at 21. The bar is so fucking low for them to sell this. Look, bro, again, I done heard some crazy things from credential media people recently. Hey, nothing shocks me how they about to sell this pick. You know what I'm saying? It's everything the Pelicans like for a foreign player. You know what I'm saying? He going to be comfortable in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? He's raw prospect or whatever. Maybe they're getting some new people in to work on his development. They got this new guy coming in from the Hornets, this new team basketball strategy person. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It could not be that bad. The alternative is you could have gotten 2 seconds that you desperately need. That to me, that's the alternative. Because I knew Collier wasn't playing. Like, I knew he wasn't playing. Missy has more of a chance to play than Collier in my mind. So...
I mean, my thing, Justin, how do you know that he's not the next DeAndre Jordan? How do you
know?
He
could be. Look, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
Not the next Clint Capella.
It's just always the safest pick.
So why you don't watch the film?
But I don't even know if it's the safest pick. That's
this one ain't really safe, Justin. This is a risk.
Because I'm tying two things together, but like in watching the live broadcast, it aligns with the one game I watched Missy play.
Well, you're missing
where I didn't even know he was on the court. I was trying to figure out who the lottery pick was that they kept talking about that Baylor had. And I couldn't find him on the court. Well, they couldn't find one highlight to play on here. They played a highlight for everybody. The dude Holmes that just got drafted, they just played 3 minutes of straight highlight.
Well, they drafted 34-year-old Deron Holmes. That's fire.
Yeah, they couldn't find one highlight.
Denver.
Nothing. Like they didn't show anything. I don't even think it's a safe pick. I just think it's like a boring pick. Like you drafted like the tallest guy and just said like, oh yeah.
You know what else too? This might signal that they're going after a point guard somewhere. Somehow. Because if they feel like they even at minimum, they feel like they might have addressed their third big at minimum. So if they feel like they addressed their third,
So you think they got third? Like you think they got their third big, right, Chaz?
Well, my bad, not third big, fifth big. I meant third center. Like at minimum, they just replaced Cody Zeller at minimum. So I think the type of player this is, him having that Claxton comp, him having that Capella comp, DeAndre Jordan or what have you. I think now for more than ever, I feel like they targeting a point guard and not like a center. Point guard is, I don't know.
I was just about to say what this dude, the comment y'all pulled up. The only way this makes even a lick of sense is if they convince themselves that a Trae Young, CJ backcourt isn't going to be able to stop anybody from getting in the paint. And this guy really is some kind of Clint Capella-ish type player that can just stand around the paint and be a deterrent to straight line drives. The one thing that I don't know is maybe the guy is a good screener. Maybe I don't know. I truly don't know. If he is, and they trade for a Trae Young type, you know, all right, whatever. I don't know. Chaz said something I agree. It was a 21st pick. Like I didn't in a really bad draft. Maybe we shouldn't have had any I guess I didn't really have any expectations anyway.
I didn't. That's why I'm fine with it. Like I don't know. I mean, like. We keep expecting them to do things differently, and I don't know why.
In all seriousness, everything that Chaz and Ross just said is correct. That all these dudes that we name, any comp you could think of, they all for the most part made their names with having really good point guards.
Right.
Having point guards that could make up for the things that they maybe did not do well. That like you know, if you're talking DeAndre Jordan, it was Chris Paul. If you're talking Clint Capella, it was James Harden. Then afterwards, it was Trae Young. Like the list goes on and on. Any type of lob threat, athletic center that you could think of, you gotta put up. I mean, even Nick Claxton, you know, like you gotta have somebody who's able to get them easy baskets and make their athleticism be a problem as a lob threat and a basket runner. So maybe it is foreshadowing a trade for them getting a point guard, because God be with him if he has to play any minutes with CJ McCollum, with all due respect, and is hoping on a lob. It's hoping on a lob. But we haven't seen this. We haven't, you know, to be fair, we haven't seen this in a few years since Jackson Hayes left. And even then, I don't think Jackson is the same kind of lob threat that this guy is. He's more of a, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a little bit different watching the film with him versus watching Jackson.
All right, so we got a couple.
Hold on, Justin.
Sorry, go ahead.
Nah, I just watched this dude. I think he has a good understanding of, like, what he wants to do. I just watched him for, like, 5 minutes while y'all were talking. Like, I don't think he's a great screener. He tried to slip a lot. Decent hands. But to be honest, like, I don't know how you get to this point. If you're the Pelicans, I would have rather you just not picked anybody, because you probably could have picked up somebody equivalent, you know, later on and probably in the second round. Does this improve Zion? Like, again, this goes back to my questions. Does this improve Zion's ability? Does this give him someone that he can play alongside, you know, the next 3 or 4 years? Like, does this help him at all? I don't think so. Like, so what's the point?
I got some super chats real quick. Later than let you know. Fire Willie Green, serious question. Who starts calling Mitzi? Probably nobody.
Damn, Justin really dead. That's crazy. They really broke you, son.
Stealth Man 50, appreciate the super chat.
That's crazy. Hold on, Justin. Wait. Hold on. Accountability.
What did I do?
That wasn't you. It was Lito. Oh.
It was me. It was me, bro.
Accountability. Oh, broke me.
It was me. Don't repeat it, though, Justin.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Fair. So is Ingram getting trades tonight? Or what? He's not going to get trades tonight, but maybe in the future. Thomas, appreciate you. Is this a tell that it was always Griffin? Trajan was just here. Yeah, it's always been Griffin's always made the picks. But what do you got, Chaz?
Trajan just made his own pick. That should look highly questionable. Like, I don't see, that's the thing, bro. I don't know, because you can't tell me Dyson isn't like a Trajan Bryson pick. Can't tell me that that's a Griff pick. Like, you know what I'm saying? DD Lazada, Nicolo Melli wasn't drafted, but he was brought in as like this old ass rookie. You can't tell me that those international guys aren't Trajan Langdon guys, because that's his specialty. And truthfully, who did Trajan really ever pick aside from or find aside from DD Lazada? I'm sorry, Spencer Dinwiddie. Spencer Dinwiddie. Who did he ever really find other than Spencer Dinwiddie?
Did he find Jared Allen or no?
Nah, Jared Allen was already on the team, I believe.
I don't.
Because he had a similar situation in Brooklyn that he had in New Orleans, to where Sean Marks was making a lot of the, you know, a lot of decisions. The moves he got. Yeah, well, a lot of the final decisions. But look, Justin, one more thing, right? Mm. Missy ranked number 6 in the nation in pick and rolls when he was the role man.
Come on, man.
At least 75 possessions. Shout out to Will. This from Will Guillory. His defensive presence will be key to getting on the court, but he provides the kind of lob threat the Pelicans haven't had in a long time.
We just had Jackson Hayes.
No.
It's different.
No. Oh, okay. No.
All right. So let's see. I'm just looking up his game logs. Against BYU in 24 minutes, he had 0 points. Against KC, I don't even know if this is a college, he had 2 points. His best game was against TCU in a triple overtime game, 25 points, 9 rebounds. Here you go. He only had 6 games of 10 or more rebounds. He only had 6 games of 10 or more rebounds. He's 6'11". He averaged 5.5 rebounds a night.
Not his fault. Not his fault. That was a scheme. That wasn't him. That was a scheme.
Okay. In the postseason, he averaged 5.5 points, 3.5 rebounds on 5 attempts. He didn't shoot a 3 all year.
That's hate, Justin. You reading out of stats. That's hate.
Against Cornell, he went 8 of 8, 16 points.
See, Justin, yeah. I got the files pulled up, bro. We don't gotta do that.
I'm telling you, bro. I think he has a really good understanding of, like, I think his IQ is higher than Jackson, just from watching, bro. I think you won't hate him as much as you think you do.
But, I agree with 5. Seriously.
Oh, like, me too. I'm dead. I'm
like, because Jackson didn't know what he was at all.
Yeah. Like, at this all. Dude, like, he's going to set a screen. Both of them jump the ball. Like, he slips. Pause. Like, he backs out of the screen. Right. Like, yeah. Like, he seems like, all right, he has an idea of what, like, he can be. But again, like, it still doesn't make a lot of sense. But
my biggest issue, I think my thoughts are back, being clear. My biggest issue is he's not going to be a contributor to this team this year. And he might not even be a contributor to this team next year.
Check this out.
Once again, we have windows. I was like, yeah.
Isaiah Kaya wouldn't have either.
You're right. And look, but like, that goes back to Chaz's point of like, well, then why not? Why make the pick? Why not just trade back, get some assets, get a couple second rounders?
Well, look, again, it's a high upside play. Is it the greatest, smartest thing to do? No. But it makes sense if you're bringing in a point guard. But it's the same logic you use with a person. Well, not exactly the same logic you use with Dyson, but it's like, well, we can get this guy, and he's such a raw prospect now. Let's coach him up, and maybe in a couple years he'll be great. And he's not an asshole like Jackson Hayes was. We tried to help Jackson. He just wouldn't listen. This guy, maybe he'll listen. Like, you know. But I feel like this late in the draft, in a bad draft especially, always go with the high upside play. Now, that would be easier to do if you had some fucking second round picks already. But you got avenues to still get second round picks. You could buy second round picks. You know, there's other things you could do. You could trade the rights to Carlo. You could trade EJ. Like, you know, there's other things you can do to get you like a fake second or a late second to sweeten a deal. And you got a lot of first round picks. Some of them bitches might as well be seconds. So you're all right. You know what I'm saying? So, and him being 21, that might be lower than a vet minimum. Might be lower than a vet minimum. So he's probably going to be like, again, this is Cody Zeller. And truthfully, if he's half as good as Larry Nance this season, you won. If he turns out to be a year from now, let's say a year, if he's good as Larry Nance is, you won. Like, and that's the reality of picking at pick 21. All is upside. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And look, it's a bad draft, right? Like that's what everybody been saying. It's a bad draft. You picking at 21. It's a shot, you know, it's a shot in the dark anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not like.
And you know, Chris, it keeps going back to my point of like, once again, it's a product, whatever. You didn't have to take this pick. You could have just traded back. Yeah. You could have just traded back and gotten more to the war chest. Like, that's my issue. Like, that's why I'm so.
Hey, Justin, hold on. Justin, listen. This is what I tell you about him. He going to play hard. He does seem to have a motor. He does seem to have a motor. And that's one thing you can say Jackson Hayes did not have. He just started playing basketball, much like, you know, Five said, much like Jackson Hayes. But it seems to be a difference in his movement. He does seem to have a natural feel for the game defensively. He's going to need a guard to get him orientated in the right spots and on offense. But he does crash the boards. He's not a great rebounder yet. He could, you know, that's a skill that he could possibly learn. But playing hard is going to get you a lot of places in the NBA. I'm not saying he's going to be a great player, Justin. I'm just trying to provide. I feel like we give y'all trying to give you a hug right now.
It's just the process. Yeah. It's the process that drives me insane. Yeah. But I mean, look, maybe he turns into something. I don't know. I'm just like, I love people freaking out. Like, oh, it's my fucking opinion.
Hey, shout out to Kenny Williams, man. 450 people in here, man.
Yeah, 450 people here. I think we draft Collier, we get probably a record number, but we drafted Missy. So
you get some USC people over here.
some Bronny fans. Shout out to Tyler Smith, man. I want to see what Tyler Smith going. He probably gonna go in the second round, man. But we did a breakdown of Tyler Smith. That was probably number one on the film that I enjoy watching, or the highlights I enjoy watching. So I'd be curious to see where he goes. Shout out to
Justin, we watching this film or not, dog? What we doing?
Yeah, go ahead.
And you know what I don't like about like when they post highlights, they never post the lowlights. Like, I want to see the dumb shit. Right.
You got to. That's important, right?
Yeah, like I want to see, like, you know, I can kind of predict, like, all right, this might be some dumb shit you might do. But now I actually want to see whatever tape you got out there.
Tyler Smith.
Go ahead, Lito.
I'll just play some of it, man. I don't wanna bore you.
It's number 21.
Athleticism.
And one.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was a little crazy.
We don't have accountability on film review. Sorry, no film. No.
How old is he again?
19.
20.
No.
20,
huh?
He's 20. Yeah, he from where? Cameroon.
Yeah, he might be one of those birth certificate cats, though.
He might be about 24. 25.
Who's throwing that pass? We had nobody throw that pass.
Hold on, chill out, Justin.
Look, Justin.
Look at him in the break. Look at that. That's come on now.
I think
that's not impressive to you.
Player development coach Darnell Lazar would like. I think he'll do well with a guy like this. Like, he's raw.
Talking shit too.
There's some promise here, Justin. Man, it ain't all bleak.
Yeah. He can move his feet well in space. Look at that. Look at that. That's not Justin. Why are you upset?
No. The only thing, Justin, is if you expected him,
give me that,
like the people say, to contribute immediately.
That's my thing. Is he going to contribute immediately?
Oh,
hell no.
He caught that. he leaving the screen too quick, like right. He's not set the screen.
Someone's got TV background noise. By the way, someone's got TV background noise.
That's the Jackson Hayes element five. That's of great. Him just wanting him wanting to highlight him wanting him wanting the oop versus making a play whether it gets to him or not. You know, what
I'm off saying? The off the tip.
First play of the game. First play of the game.
Good open up right there. Good footwork. I mean, it's against Gardner Webb, so.
Hey, you can only play in front of you, Justin.
Basketball is basketball, baby.
You only play in front of you, Justin.
Yeah, you're right.
Hold on, man. All the chances you gave Dyson, you got to give this guy a shot. Look at this dude. You got to at least give this guy a shot.
Give him
Set the screen, dog. Allow your guard to do something, bro.
Put him in the dunker spot with Zion. Yeah. That shit gonna look tight.
Give me that. Give me that. Yep.
We're still on Gardner Webb. Here we go. All right, Oregon State.
There we go. Yeah, Oregon State. Solid program.
He in the dunker spot. There we go.
Give me that. Yep.
Whoa. Hey, smart enough to bring it down.
Yeah,
go finish. All right.
Larry Nance would have been there.
What number he wore? He wore number 25, huh?
21.
21? Okay.
And what number he wear?
Huh?
I thought he wore
25 because the last 25 we drafted was Austin Rivers, right?
This is a set play, Jared.
He went 21. 21 went 21. This against is a divine intervention, man.
This against Nichols, Justin. Nichols.
21 for 21. Yeah. It's going to work out, Justin.
Okay.
It's going to work out. You might have another check the aloe on your hands. It's going to work out.
Check him out.
Watch out for those Seton Hall Pirates. They'll get
it. Oh, look at the backs.
What do you shoot from the free throw line?
What do you have against small schools, Justin?
Who is this guard? Throw some dots.
And one thing too, he played soccer, so his endurance got to be crazy.
He got good feet. We know he got good feet.
He's gonna have great mobility.
What'd you say, Chris?
What I said, you said it twice. That was crazy. Go ahead, though.
It looks a little college. It looks a little collegey to me.
But it is college, though, Ross.
It is college. What you want me to do? Look at that little jump hook. And
like that looked high school.
This dude can't screen. I'll tell you that much.
I was about to say that too. He has dude ain't set a good screen yet.
Look at that boy. Get him out of here.
That's why he's gonna fit on the team.
I think they're only down 30 earlier.
17 points. Watch out.
I think he shot like 60% from the line. Like he wasn't like a 30%.
Collier shot 67%. What y'all want for that?
Yeah. I was surprised. Yeah, that was like I'm optimistic that he shot 60%.
A guy like this, I really feel like it's about the organization he goes to, and if you have some ability to coach him up. Yeah. And that's the thing with the Pelicans. This is like, are you going to bring in a solid coaching staff that can teach a young guy like this how to become a better screener, get him on the right nutrition plan?
We can't.
What did he do against Duke?
Well, I think he had a good night.
This against Duke right here.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Well, I wonder what are
you look, and one. What you mean?
Boy, and he talking shit. Ain't that what y'all want? Some attitude.
That was 11 points, 10 rebounds in 26 minutes.
Good boy. Yeah,
he's got some energy to him.
He was killing.
Yeah.
And we drafted Jackson Hayes and Dyson 8th.
Where you going, Filipowski? Where you going?
Give me that.
I'll take him over Filipowski or Fibble, whatever his name is.
Yeah, that was a good screen right there.
But once again, we're back to Cornell. How many times does this team play Cornell this year?
Justin, that's hate. That's hate, Justin. That's hate.
Now, another thing I will say is that, and I've been saying this for years, team is in desperate need of 21st century athletes.
Yeah,
like you still losing Jackson Hayes. You still never replace like high level athleticism on this team. You need some high level athletes on this team.
That was all right. Come on, man. What we talking about, man?
It's a nice set right there.
Great set.
Yeah, right? Good fake. Nasty.
That's Oklahoma State, Justin.
That is OK State. 8-5. 8-5 Cowboys.
Yep. Y'all remember the other day when I was saying how like when you're at a funeral and you gotta talk good about the person.
Yeah.
When they died. it's kind of getting to that point.
He can't screen anybody. He couldn't screen me.
You know, he's just not screening anybody. That's
look at this. What is that? What was that?
It's not that he can't screen anybody. He's not.
Hey, another French player got drafted. Something going on. These motherfuckers must be spies or something.
It's a decent screen right
espionage.
There. Horrific.
Yeah, it got to be some type of espionage happening. Another French player got drafted. What the fuck?
Screen? Another terrible screen. Yeah, this cat's going to pick up at least a couple offensive fouls a game.
Jump up.
Hello.
Justin. Hold on. Apologize. Apologize.
Apologize to that man.
Right. Little footwork. Little footwork.
Good hands.
What is 23 on defense doing awesome. Here?
He's playing Kansas State, dog. What you want me to do?
Final four team last 2 years.
I'm saying.
Right. Bob Huggins used to coach there. What's Frank
Martin over there?
Bob Huggins coached at Kansas State?
Sam Vecenie described him as his skill is limited. He's a typical non-shooting, non-playmaking, non-shot creating big man.
Where'd you see that, Chaz?
This is in Christian Clark article.
So you saying it's a chance?
I don't see anything.
I want to see. Is there like a defensive section of this highlight tape? I don't see anything offensively that like is gonna. Like he
I got you wrong. I'll find a defensive team, man. Give me a second.
Yeah, he has no offensive skill, and he's not a good screener. So tell me, we watched
Summer League, Justin, and we saw a guy that couldn't screen to save his life.
And he's fucking Carlo. People want him to be playing. People want Carlo to get minutes. People are like, why is Carlo not getting minutes? Go watch his Summer League games.
But what he picked up like 7 or 8 offensive fouls because he couldn't shoot.
It was crazy. It was crazy. Five. Make sure you smash the like button. Appreciate y'all. Man, 2 hours in, 466 people in here. Appreciate y'all.
I think they really looking at him as like second, third bit. Like you see how like Dallas got like 3 or 4 bigs and shit. I think they looking at him as just.
But who are the first? Then who are the first two, Chaz?
That's why I think that's still coming via trade. Or via free agency. Because you see the situation with Hardenstein. You see what's happening with even a guy like Wiseman take a gamble on him. I know that's not an attractive thing, but nothing's going to really be settled until this Brandon trade happens. And this is another thing to show you that it's like whatever they're doing, they're putting a lot of stock into trading for what they need. They're putting a lot of stock in that. I'd rather take a risk on a motherfucker like this, honestly, than give Nick Claxton $25 million. Nick Claxton,
tattoos and shit.
But because this dude just gotta be competent. That's the bar is in fucking hell. He don't gotta be lively. He gotta be Jackson in the playoffs. Remember Jackson was playing the four, and he was like, "That's the kind of ice." He gotta be that. He's that consistently. You won.
Hey, Justin, what you gonna do when he MVP at the summer league for the Pelicans? What you gonna do?
Celebrate, print the shirts, baby.
Just don't get hurt, bro.
Jarrett, print the shirts. That's what we're gonna do. MVP of summer league.
Yeah, he got to get a shirt or something.
Absolutely.
Y'all know the dude about to twist his ankle or something, right? Like that's the crazy part.
Look,
always happens in a rookie for the rookies in the Pelicans. There's always.
I don't like the pick, but. Congratulations to this kid, man. I mean, he's been playing basketball for 3 years. He gets drafted 21st overall. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I don't.
He comes from a basketball family. His brother played at Harvard. His mother and father played for the Cameroonian team. So, the basketball IQ is probably there to some degree. He's probably a really smart guy and going to pick up some of the nuances of the game. If he's really 20, that's a shame I got to say that. But if he's really 20, then. I'm a little less concerned. If he's really like 23, 24, then I'm like, what the fuck? 61% from the free throw line ain't bad either.
Yeah, there was
y'all talked about Isaiah having what he shot like 67 or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think think about Ja Morant. I think he shot like 71% like coming out of college. Like,
who's got the higher ceiling, Collier or Messi?
I think he's gonna be all right.
Yeah, actual skill. Like Collier got like Missy just his whole career is gonna be dependent upon guards. His offense is game for me competitive. Yeah. But shit, you can make a hell of a career like that. Just look at what's his name. Only issue is guys like that, a lot of the time, they ain't good until they're on their second or third team, like JaVale McGee, motherfucker like that. So that would be a guy you got to call.
But look, though, Chaz, at least like with JaVale, JaVale had too much going on, right? Like he wanted, he didn't know what he wanted to be. He didn't know if he was going to be somebody you threw the ball down in the post. He didn't know if he was going to be a dude that, you know, that was a creator. He didn't know if he was supposed to be a, you know, a lob threat. He was a bunch of different things all at once. That, like, it goes all the way back to 5 point about at least this dude from the minute he stepped on the floor in college, this is your role. And it's going to translate. It's going to have to translate. You ain't got to worry about him experimenting. The motherfucker shot zero jumpers in last season. He didn't shoot one. You know what I'm saying? Like, he knows what his role is. If he can perfect it to whatever the best of his ability is, it could work.
All right, that's what we're gonna. Sorry, Chad. I was gonna. So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna do. I mean, we're doing this for two hours, 10 minutes. We'll go like 15 more minutes. If y'all have questions for them, I'll pull up all your questions. I've got a couple started here. Also, if you're new here, make sure you subscribe to the channel. We also have a members option. It helps out the channel, and then we're gonna start dropping more videos now after the draft for members only. Let's hear from Scott Vickner. So once again, I will start your comments. We'll go for about 20 more minutes. I'll answer the questions, and then we'll get out of here.
Hey, I know you. You helped my cousin after her car accident. Ever since you won her case, she's been doing great.
Oh yeah, Melissa. She told me she had a cousin who works here.
What can I get for you?
How about a large hot coffee, please?
One hot coffee for Mr. Scott Vickner.
It's David.
Excuse me?
I'm David Vickner, and this is my law partner, Brad Scott.
Hey.
Wait, so then which one of you is Scott Vickner?
Scott Vickner, injury attorneys, we fight for the win.
Messi's in New Orleans. Okay. From Eddie the Don, Chaz. Chaz mentioned that it'll be the third center. Do you think we'll get a 5 via trade or free agency?
Yes. I think, really, you might as well treat this draft like it never happened, truthfully. Because I feel like this draft has very little effect on, aside from maybe the Kings, it has very little effect on what guys are going to try to do this offseason. I think the board has shaped up for the Pelicans, to the Pelicans' advantage, almost crazy, like crazily. So I think they do try to address the starting center. You know what I'm saying? It's funny, though, because it is almost too perfect how the board shaped up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shaped up a little too perfect to where, like, damn. Hey, Philly laughing. It's like Philly is like, Brandon's your only option here, and Paul George want to stay on the West Coast, and Butler want to stay where he at. So it's just, it's a lot of moving parts. Pause.
Some crazy comments. Chris, would y'all prefer EJ, Liddell, Larry Nance, or Missy?
I think Missy. You know, he doesn't have the injury concerns that EJ came with coming out of college. You know, I mean, he's younger, defined role. You know, you have an idea, and I mean, regardless of whether it's good or not for the franchise, it feels a need at 21. And then, yeah, I mean, you're trolling, like putting in Larry Nance. I mean,
Jarrett, let's go with Robert Williams? Question mark.
Nah, I mean, you're just having another, you know, conversation about injuries again, like. I don't think that's a pliable answer, especially at the 5. I mean, I guess go with this kid at this point until you find like a real answer. Hopefully in a trade, because that I think what Chaz was saying earlier, like you're almost like getting the furniture for your house before the house is built at this point, right? Like that's kind of what you're setting yourself up for. So hopefully you kind of have a plan. And also, I did not know Scott Vigner was two different people. So shout out to them.
Yeah, Stephanie. That's probably just my fault. Ross, does a trade happen this week?
No. No.
One more time?
Trade. No, a trade never happens.
Does a trade happen this summer?
When the summer technically end?
Off season.
I still lean toward no.
Jesus. Lito, more mid-range shots this year. Miss your Zion.
Brett, that's a great question, man. Zion.
Okay.
Damn. Now this type of shit make me mad. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the Knicks just received 5 second round picks.
I just saw that, dog.
From OKC to trade
the
up.
The Knicks just got 5 second round picks. For what pick?
For the 26th pick. To take Dylan Jones. I don't know what that is. But the thing that annoys me is like, damn, they had to be. You must really like this guy, Missy, because I'm sure there was a deal out there for you to get a couple first, bro. Sure, there was a deal out there. But we'll see.
The Knicks going to use those five seconds to help get Randall out of town, too.
Yeah, probably. 5 seconds is crazy.
That's crazy.
Like, can't you use – y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. Can't you use, like, five – like, the second-round picks as, like, cash considerations or some shit like that, like, for towards the owner? I think Schmidt
you
was
– you could sell buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could sell them. That's what they could do, realistically.
Yeah. Appreciate the super chat, Po' Boys. Think it's a red flag that we were set on Missy as if we had the first pick. They knew for a fact he'd be there. I mean, yeah, I don't
they
know.
They're going to say the draft fell exactly how we expected, and we were really fortunate.
Has he talked yet? Has Griffin met the press yet?
Absolutely. I don't know. Do you meet him for pick 21?
So at this point, when does David Griffin ever get in front of the media? If it's not draft day, right? It's never in the season. When does he talk to the media?
No, this needs to be Bryson Graham's coming out party. Really, I mean, like,
yeah, it is. I mean, last year he talked to us, post Jordan Hawkins, him and what's your guys' name? Oh my, Trajan Langdon.
Yeah,
but I don't know, bro. I don't know what Griff's going to do.
I wish I could have seen the like draft room, you know, for in the NFL, the like flat, you know, everybody's like,
we did it,
dapping up, everybody gets all excited. And so I'd love to see the draft room after they announced Misi as the pick, just see if they were like,
yeah, I mean, cool. Look, maybe Misi, you think Dyson's playing summer league with Misi? Maybe we have a lead guard, maybe we have a lead guard to pair with Misi, Dyson Daniels, you know.
Yeah, let me know how that works.
Sebrin.
Some of these guys are falling too. There may actually end up being a player or two of interest in the second round.
Yeah, this draft shaped up really strange.
Do the Pelicans have a second round pick now, right?
I don't think so.
Not till 2030.
All right. I got nothing else.
Collier's still out there. Kolick is still out there.
Collier is crazy. If they smart. Buy right. Well, I don't know if you buy first this late, but if you smart, man, get back in that motherfucking draft and try to get somebody.
Yeah, BI definitely getting the deal, brother.
Probably at this point.
Hey, Brett, that's a good question because
that'd be crazy.
Memphis gonna be better than you. Houston will be better than you, and Portland. I mean, I don't know what really Portland's doing, but
Portland ain't better than you.
No, but Memphis fully healthy with Ja Morant.
Oh, yeah.
Come back. Houston's clearly trying to make big moves this offseason. Yeah. Whatever. Shout out to you, Hartson. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think a guard right. is coming.
You think what?
I think a point guard is coming.
Has to be.
Because I mean, now here's the thing with this front office, you don't know shit for sure, but I think someone would be coming just because it would make this draft pick useless. And let's say if you're crazy and you feel like, all right, we address one need, now let's move on to the other thing. It's like, yo, you sound crazy as a motherfucker. Like, you know, so we'll see.
Free agency, there's Pelicans are not signing any free agents in our free agent destination. Like, it's all trades and draft.
I'm trying to think. The Pelicans got, with this pick, it's going to be about 3 million. Pelicans got about $9 million to go sign a starting center and a point guard. So, do what they want you with.
Look at our, this is the worst day in Pelicans franchise history.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I mean, look, I mean, like, he can't play point guard for 48 minutes a night.
Utah to Collier?
Yep.
Oh, man, see, Utah got too many guards.
Bro, they got, about to say Keontae George, Sexton.
Kyra Lewis. Kyra Lewis. This is actually interesting. So Wiseman will be a free agent. Is that right? Could be a good low buy candidate.
That's why I mentioned him.
Yeah,
Third big, second big. Not bad. I mean, go ahead, Lou.
No, I was about to say, I guess when you don't have a center, I mean, you got to do something. So
if we think the answer is Wiseman, we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
Nah, I don't think the answer was. I think it's a situation where, like, for again, if you move off of Larry, you're just gonna need a bunch of rotational bigs. Cause I don't think that guy you want is really out there, especially not with the money Claxton just got. If they really was like locked in on trying to get Claxton,
then like, is Wiseman a rotational big for like a legitimate playoff team?
You gotta fuck. You just gotta see. I like stranger things have happened as of late. I seen mother like what's the dude. Was it Stanley Johnson was getting rotational minutes for a team that went to fucking Western Conference Finals. Like, Dante Exum was hitting game winners. Like, with that type of pedigree, you got to just take the lottery ticket. You know, hey, there's going to be some nights where that motherfucker can get you 5 rebounds and 7 points off the bench, and you're going to be like, wow, he won us this game. But
no, I won't be like that. So, someone might, but I won't be the guy. But I understand what you mean.
This is a shitty situation.
Yeah, I mean, I got
nothing. I'm with you. Look, I go back to this. You know, the last little nugget of optimism is that if Trae Young is the move, then I'm fine with drafting this dude, and like I really like it. This is cool. That's I'm perfectly fine with it.
I agree. Trade
for Trae Young, but if you drafted this cat just to kind of like let him, in theory, like he's supposed to be the one that slots into the center position like immediately next year, and you're kind of going to roll back with the same shit, then I think it's a disaster. Like, then it's right on brand with the basic ass thinking of the Pelicans over the last handful of years. And this is a dud. And so it just, you know, if this was the first move and the second move is a positive one, then I think it can make sense. But just looking at this in and of itself, it's hard to get super excited. I mean,
y'all feel good if the trade is DeJounte and not Trey after this pick.
I don't feel as good.
No, because you need the elite passing.
Yeah,
you need it to succeed.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I feel.
What up, Don?
Yeah, Don back, man. Shit, yeah.
Appreciate Jeremy. The super chat. This franchise has been a joke for the entirety of his existence. Why do we expect at this point? It's very frustrating.
Yep.
No, if we don't expect it, bro, then no one else is going to expect it. You know.
Man, 2 hours 25 minutes. Appreciate everyone that pulled up tonight. Y'all are awesome. We will probably. I guess take a couple days off and then Sunday show be this weekend. And then obviously if we have any breaking news with Brandon Ingram trades or extensions or whatever it may be, but make sure you smash a like button. Appreciate everybody.
They're doing the second round's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess if we trade back into the second round, there may be something there. But
yeah, if we trade back the second round, but we'll see. All right, appreciate everyone here. We'll see y'all later.